with your 10 a.m. deadlines.
Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has floated the idea of disaster-proofing critical infrastructure as the Nudgee Power Station was nearly inundated during ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. In a press meeting yesterday, Crisafulli thanked employees from Rotech and Energex for their work preventing the power loss and mentioned the possible investment into a disaster resilience package for the state. Hundreds of thousands of Queenslanders lost power and internet access during the storm 2 weeks ago, with some areas only recently recovering.
In national news, major shopping centres throughout Australia and New Zealand will expect security guards to wear body cameras following the Bondi Junction stabbing last year. The shopping centre company, Centre Group, which operates 42 Westfield malls, has said the new rollout is to enhance the safety and security of their customers, business partners, and team members. The use of signage will ensure all customers are made aware that they may be filmed.
A Four Corners investigation has revealed significant shortcomings regarding Australian childcare regulatory systems. 1 in 10 Australian childcare centres have never been assessed by regulators, with others failing to meet the standards. With the lack of regulatory checks and some centres managing to avoid assessments completely, it leaves parents questioning the standard of care. All centres are supposed to meet quality rating standards, but unfortunately regulators are struggling to keep up with the growing childcare industry, which now gains over $20 billion each year, predominantly being for profit.
In international news, at least 59 people have been killed and 155 injured after a fire broke out in a nightclub in North Macedonia on Sunday. Officials say around 500 people were at Club Pulse to watch a concert when pyrotechnics from the show set a patch of ceiling alight. The building was at double capacity that night and had only one fire exit, no smoke alarms, boarded up windows, and was made of flammable materials. These circumstances led to a crowd crush, making it harder for evacuation and resulting in the high death toll. According to Interior Minister Pants Topskovsky, 15 people have been detained on suspicion of bribery and corruption relating to the safety of the building.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au.